I need to say congratulations to Gary Millang. Won himself a pair of tickets to the Iowa State Arizona State game this Saturday, Jack Trice Stadium.
Congratulations.
Oh boy, yesterday I was down at Fort Dodge, had a few appointments with our wonderful advertisers out of Fort Dodge. Had to do a recall update. And then I hustled back, had to record a client yesterday, and then I got back and I got into that, and then we had to leave for the game. And I hurriedly had to write today's Would You Rather questions. I hope they live up to our listeners' expectations.
Yes, it's time for hastily written questions.
Just a moment. Need to take a sip of coffee.
It's his question fuel.
It's good coffee.
What kind is it?
Black? I don't know. It's so
just straight up?
Yeah, the doctor freaking told me I've got high blood pressure. I'm overweight. I'm stressed. Probably have anxiety. You know, which is weird because I'm an introvert. You know, you'd think I'd just be kind of calm all the time and just cool and collect. So I don't know. But I got to switch to half-calf. And eventually get to decaf. I don't know. That's what old people are supposed to do, I guess.
Half calf.
I've never really had any issues sleeping. You know, I mean, I could drink coffee at 6 p.m. Still go to bed at 9, 10 o'clock. It just doesn't affect me like that.
You know, instead of having a warm glass of milk before bed, Pat has a warm glass of coffee before bed.
Yeah, or if I do that, I might, I might do some tea. Do like a nice tea with some honey.
Oh, yeah.
Honey's a good, good for the body. Anyway, so that's why I'm drinking half cap, Matt. Again, we're off on a tangent. We're here to do Would You Rather Wednesday, brought to you by our great friends at Siler Appliance and Service. Beautiful downtown Humboldt. Big thanks to Russ, David, Travis, Deb. Don't want to forget Mary, too. Yep. Would You Rather Wednesday? Some questions are thinkers, and some questions are...
stinkers.
Dang right. Halloween is coming up Friday. These might be Halloween related.
Okay. A little spooky?
Maybe. I don't know. And I have to listen. If you're at work, at home, in your car, play along. Stop working. Just don't care what your boss says. Just put your pencil down. Stop your fingers on the keyboard. Question numero uno. Question number one. Matt, would you rather spend a night alone in an abandoned hospital or an abandoned prison?
An abandoned hospital would be wild because, you know, people have passed there, and so the ghost issue that you might have. Prison.
Prison. People have died there, too.
Yeah. I mean, I've never been... the thought of giving shivved by a ghost wouldn't be the best thing either.
Well, would you feel it?
I don't know.
If it was has like some poltergeist qualities, it could shank you. Hospital, you know, same thing in the hospital. You could get stuck with syringes, needles and syringes. And maybe they'd whack you over the head with a bedpan. Maybe they'd choke you out with a blood pressure cuff cord.
Yeah, who knows? The bedpan might have something fossilized in it. You never know.
Ooh.
Yeah, it wouldn't be good.
Would you rather spend a night alone in an abandoned hospital or an abandoned prison?
No, Penn, I'll probably do the, probably do the hospital.
Okay. What would be the one thing that would just absolutely scare the poop out of you?
All of a sudden, I saw somebody walking on a walker down the other side in a hospital gown.
Oh, sure.
That would be, yeah.
Uh-huh. And the lights flicker?
Yes. Lights flickering already, you know, and when you're all by yourself middle of the night, kind of, it's a little freaky.
It is?
So, yeah, that'd probably be the other thing, yeah.
And then, so the light flickers and you see, like, a person, you know, behind a walker, and then the lights flicker. And they come back on, and all of a sudden, it's like 10 feet away from you.
Yeah, or they're gone, and then you don't know, and then all of a sudden, then you have the jump scare where you turn around, and they're behind you.
Oh, stop it. Are you afraid of the dark?
I don't think I'm afraid of the dark, but I do have a nightlight.
You know, that's just cute. Question number two. Would you rather be bitten by a werewolf or electrocuted by Dr. Frankenstein? Bitten by a werewolf or electrocuted by Dr. Frankenstein?
Would it kill me if I had the electricity?
Depending on how big of a charge it is.
Okay.
But technically, if you're bitten by a werewolf, don't you become immortal at that point?
Yeah, I'd become a werewolf, yeah. The only problem would be, you know, as soon as that sun goes down.
Well, it's on a full moon.
Oh, yeah, on a full moon, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I forgot. Yeah, mm-hmm. Full moon.
But you'd have superpowers.
Wouldn't be able to go around spoons or forks, right? Or is that...
That would be silver.
Oh, silver.
It has to be silver. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Silver bullets. Silver steaks if the... Yeah. You know, the fork or knives are made from silver, then, of course, yeah, you could kill them, but... Bitten by a werewolf or electrocuted by Dr. Frankenstein?
You know, I'd probably do the...
You don't have bolts in your neck. What would he hook you up to?
I don't know.
What would he... You'd take the electrodes and hook them up to what? Your elbows? Your toes? Your fingers? Your ears? Anything else that he could hook up to?
Oh, well, there you go. I mean... Probably have to give me some piercings and all that.
Oh,
yeah, it would be fun, yeah. My earrings, of course. That's what I was talking about.
Earrings.
So.
Yeah, you don't have pierced ears.
Yeah.
But you'd probably have to pierce your ears.
Yeah. Again, that's what we were talking about. I will probably go with the werewolf.
With the werewolf?
Yeah. Just because, you know, I want to get electrocuted.
Yeah, that would stink.
I only have to worry about it probably once a month.
Yeah. Every full moon.
Baggy clothes that day. Minimize the stretching.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Boy, do you need a wax. Be kind of hairy. Question number three.
Having a lot of the bourbon. That's what's happening. The hair's growing.
You are probably going to need your computer for this. Because I don't know if you're going to... Just bear with me here. Question number three. Would you rather have a one-night stand with TV's original Morticia Adams or Lily Munster? Both black and white sitcoms. The original Morticia Adams or Lily Munster? He's looking at him. He's doing a side-by-side comparison. See, it'd probably help you if you knew their characters. Because they're each, of course, two different personalities within the TV shows. Would you rather have a one-night stand with TV's original Morticia Adams or Lily Munster? You have to answer in the next 30 seconds.
Boy, this is...
One is, she's kind of a vampirist.
That'd be Lily Munster?
Yes. And then Morticia Adams, she's just kind of freaky.
All right, after taking a look at both of these, I'm probably going to go to... and do Morticia.
Morticia Adams? Mm-hmm. They both have long flowing hair. Chiseled jaws. You're staying with that. Staying with the answer.
Yeah, I'll go with Morticia.
Okay. Morticia Adams. Bonus question. Bonus question number four. Listen very carefully, Matt. Would you rather bathe in the possessed girl's vomit from the 1973 film The Exorcist or drink a 12-ounce glass of human blood? You know, the bonus question is always a little twisted. Bathe in vomit from the girl in The Exorcist, the original. Or you got a throwback, a 12-ounce glass of human blood, like a vampire.
Boy, that's rough.
It is. It's very twisted.
Yeah. Sick and twisted at that.
See, this is what happens when I write at 2 a.m.
You know, vomit just makes me...
Vomit?
Yes. The blood thing also does, but... If I gotta pick either or, I mean, I might just have to,
Oh, he's shaking his head.
I might just have to throw
in
it
disgust.
Back.
In disgust.
Might have to throw it back, drink human blood.
It's just 12 ounces.
Just 12 ounces.
It's a cup
ounces.
And a half.
Yeah, a cup and a half.
Have you ever had blood sausage?
Craig looked over at his cup and...
Yeah, that's about 12 ounces right there.
Yeah, vomit just gets me feeling a certain type of way.
Have you ever had blood sausage before?
I have not.
It is so good. It's delicious. And it actually has blood in it, but it's rich with nutrients.
So this couple...
I'm not encouraging it.
Okay.
But, blood sausage is pretty good. I mean, I could feed you blood sausage and you wouldn't know. You'd just think it's sausage.
With a side of blood.
Well, you don't cut it and then dip it in blood.
Okay.
It's not how I eat it. So you're going to, what are you going to do? You're going to throw back the...
I'm going to throw back the 12-ounce glass of human blood.
That's just nasty.
Call me Dracula.
The girl in The Exorcist, Reagan McNeil.
Mm-hmm.
She was played by Linda Blair, a very young Linda Blair. But have you seen that movie?
The original one, yeah.
Okay. So you've seen that, but you haven't seen Phantom of the Opera or Creature from the Black Lagoon or anything?
No, because
those
some of those like predate that by 20, 30 years.
Oh, yeah. Easily. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very good. Well, thanks for joining us. It's 8:56, 45 degrees. This has been Would You Rather Wednesday, brought to you by our great friends at Siler Appliance and Service, beautiful downtown Humboldt. Some questions are thinkers, and some questions are...
stinkers.
Dang right.